food allergies and sensitivities, which seems to be most important for dogs and humans. Sometimes an issue for cats and horses, but not as often as dogs and humans. And so what you're eating, simple diets, hypoallergenic formulas, rotation diets are very much a part of this program, because signs or of the imbalance can occur even once the individual is stabilized if they're eating something that they're allergically sensitive to.
Correct.
Right. So that kind of in a nutshell, other than to say that at this point in time, there is no cure for this. There is replacement therapy. Is that fair to say?
It's a control. It's an identification and control.
Yeah.
And I think the thing you're getting, hear from, if Dr. Bleem, hopefully he's going to be on the program.
Yeah, he's supposed to call in the third hour.
Yeah, what's happening too is, which people have to realize and the practitioners do, this will identify the imbalance. And as far as funding the imbalance, whether you want to try homeopathic, holistic, whatever you want to do, each patient is going to be different and each patient may react differently. And a Western synthetic may not fund the imbalance the way it should. So we're looking at different degrees of correcting the situation with different types of medication.
Yeah,
I think the main thing they got to realize, you can identify the syndrome and then see if what you are prescribing is working.
All right. Now, we are going to close out this first hour of Animal World because of the hot weather, all of the press about the problems with spot-on flea products. We're hot enough now that fleas are hatching and they're an issue. So if you want to learn how to take care of fleas without the toxic chemicals, stay tuned. Listen to Martha's four-step flea plan. We will continue then with Vet Sunday and Dr. Al Pluckner. Our first caller is ready to go, and we are Dr. Al. We're going to be talking about vaccines again and a new puppy coming and what you recommend. So, folks, if you're interested in how this endocrine immune imbalance relates to vaccines and all of those issues and what Dr. Al thinks and knows about that, that's going to be our topic next, so stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Canada Pet Foods. Superior quality in every bag and can. Expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Hi, this is Martha with another Animal World tip. With the warmer weather coming, something I'm sure we'd all rather not think about, fleas. But if you want to keep fleas off your animal friends and out of your house, and if you'd prefer to do that holistically with all natural stuff rather than with toxic chemicals, now is the time to get prepared and start paying attention. The good news is, it's not difficult or majorly time-consuming to keep your animals and living environment flea-free, naturally. But you do need to know what you're doing, and there are four steps involved for complete success. Step one is preventative and involves making your dog or cat friend unattractive to fleas. Fleas are not attracted to healthy animals. They like animals that are unhealthy and physically out of balance, and one of the most important factors keeping your animals healthy is what you feed them. I recommend you start by feeding the highest quality, all-natural diet you can. This can consist of processed, dry and or canned, dehydrated, home-cooked, raw, or a combination of several of these types of food. Whatever you choose to feed, I suggest you add the missing link supplement to provide what's missing in the foods themselves, especially the omega-3 and 6 oils, essential for healthy skin. For critical flea months, say May through October or November, you can add a supplement to your dog or cat's food to help repel fleas. Bodyguard, a yeast and sulfur formula, and Vetline, yeast and garlic, are two products that I have found to be successful. Some animals may require additional supplementation to be be healthy, like antioxidants, probiotics, or digestive enzymes. A good holistic veterinarian can help you get this right. The better you feed your animal friends, the healthier and less attractive to fleas they're going to be. Step two is to get rid of fleas on your animals and then keep them off. At this time of year, unless your situation is an unusual exception, you have no fleas on your animals yet. So right now, this step is all about paying attention and prevention so the fleas don't get a jump on you and get established in your home and yard. If you allow your animals to leave your environment or take them off your property, especially if it's to a potential flea area like a dog park, it's a good idea to spritz them with a natural herbal flea repellent spray. My favorites are products made with erigeron, also known as fleabane or neem. You can get these products from holistic vets or naturally inclined pet stores. I spritz Annie Golden Retriever before we go to a questionable area and sometimes again before we come home. During flea season, which begins any time now, it's a good idea to do your regular flea checks on all your animals. Running a flea comb through your dog or cat's fur is one way to check. Comb down the middle of their back, be sure to comb around the base of their tail and also around their neck and chin. Another way is to roll them over and check their bellies, watching for fleas. For dogs with heavy coats, too thick for a flea comb, have them stand up, facing the same direction you are. Stand over them, and starting at the base of the tail, run your thumbs backwards through the fur, up the back to the neck, looking for running fleas or flea dirt. Flea dirt is tiny black specks made of dried blood. If you suspect you found some flea dirt, crush it on a wet paper towel. If it turns red, it's flea dirt. Time for a thorough flea combing. Remember to have a bowl of soapy water ready to dump any fleas you find into. Repeat this once, or preferably twice a day, until the fleas are gone. You might prefer to bathe your animal friend to kill fleas instead of combing. No need to use flea shampoo with insecticide. Any mild shampoo will kill fleas if you leave the lather on the animal for 2 to 3 minutes. Be sure to supervise and do not allow your animal friend to lick any of the shampoo. Step three is to get rid of fleas in your house and keep them out. If by chance you're an exception to have fleas in your house now or in the future, my first choice to get rid of them is Fleago, a safe powder you sprinkle on floors and fabric that dehydrates the fleas. It's available at any good pet store. If you do not have any fleas in your house now, just follow the rest of my four-step flea program and you won't get any. Step four is to get rid of fleas in your yard, and this is probably the most important step of all. Keeping your outdoor environment free of fleas is truly the key to keeping fleas out of your house and off your animals. Now, you only need to do this step if you had fleas on your animal friends last year. If you did, then it's critically important to spray your yard with beneficial predatory nematodes. That's beneficial predatory nematodes. They are microscopic living creatures that eat the larva of fleas. They also do crane flies. They come in suspended animation, so to speak, and come alive when you mix them with water and spray the grassy and dirt areas around your house and yard. Because these nematodes are alive, you must wait to spray until the outdoor temperature is consistently above 50 to 55 degrees. Spray just before a rainfall or in the morning or evening and water them in well. They last about 6 to 8 weeks, and if you've had a serious flea infestation recently, you may need to spray twice the first year. The good news here is that once you get those fleas out of your outdoor environment and you practice step one and two, you won't have to spray the nematodes every year. By the way, you can buy the nematodes at garden supply stores, some pet stores, and feed and grain stores. I know you may be thinking how much easier it is to use what I call the chemical quick fixes, like the liquid spot-on products, pills, or injections. And you absolutely can do that. It's your choice. But it is my opinion that these products can be dangerous to both our animal friends and our environment. And I think if you knew what I know, you wouldn't use them. Okay, so there you have it, Martha's four-step flea prevention program. And if you need more detailed help or clarification, call me, because Animal World will be right back.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get get up, get out of bed, cheer up, cheer up. The sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Oh, boy, it is the first Sunday of June already. That means it's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. And our phone lines are open and will remain open for the rest of the show. We are giving away copies of Ann Martin's book, Food Pets Die For. We are also giving away Wagon Tails liver cookies, our favorite cookies on the planet. And if you would like to raid the prize closet, or if you would like to ask an animal or human medical care question of Dr. Al throughout the show, phone numbers, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington is 888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email throughout the show to our live email address. Pretty simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, Dr. Al, are you still with me?
I'm still with you, Martha.
All right. We are going to now pick up another line, well, down in your neck of the woods from, I'm assuming, sunny California. Regular listeners will recognize this voice because it's our own Barbara from Wagon Tails Liver Cookies. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Hi. I thought I'd better tell everybody who you are because your voice is so distinctive. They'll recognize your voice. Dr. Al, I don't think you've met Barb.
I haven't had the pleasure. Hi, Barb.
Hi, good morning.
Barb is the gal who bakes our Wagon Tails liver cookies, the best cookies in the world. All natural, simple formulas. She even makes duck liver cookies, Dr. Al. You'd love this because that's what we put most of our Pluckner syndrome dogs on.
I love it.
You know, duck. So anyway, Barb, you have got a new puppy coming into your life this summer, right?
I do, in about 4 weeks. And so my question for Dr. Al is about, and Willow's saying good morning, is about vaccinations. I mean, certainly I want to protect the puppy, and I also don't want to be nuking this little tiny baby's body with stuff that's not necessary. So
right.
I'm just looking for some guidance in terms of how to accomplish that.
Okay, I'm going to ask first, Barb, do you know what age your puppy is going to be when you bring it home?
The puppy today is 7 weeks old, probably about 12 weeks old.
So about 12 weeks old. And do you know what the breeder is going to be doing vaccine-wise with this puppy?
The breeder will have given the puppy one shot.
And you know,
and I don't have a choice about that.
And it's going to be a standard combination?
A standard combination.
DHLPP type stuff?
Essentially, yeah.
And then you're going to bring it home at 12 weeks. So, Dr.
What is the puppy, Barb, what's the puppy going to weigh at 12 weeks, you know, approximately?
Probably 5.5 to 6 pounds.
And we're talking, yeah. Breed is what, Dachshund?
English Cocker.
English Cocker.
Okay.
I don't know why I said Dachshund, but English Cocker. So they're pretty small at that age, huh?
Yeah, they're tiny itty babies. I got Cooper 3 years ago. I think he was 10 weeks old, and he weighed 5.5 pounds when I brought him home.
Okay.
And what I did with him, he had had one shot when I got him, and I took him and had titers done 3 times, and the titers all came back fine, so I never gave him any more vaccines.
He's
never had any more.
Well, I tell you what, Dr. Al, you collect your thoughts on this because we've got a lot of areas to discuss. We want to know what you recommend for puppies these days. We want to talk about the amount of vaccine that's given. Do you give the same amount of vaccine to an English Cocker puppy as you would to a Great Dane puppy, to a puppy as you would to an adult? Do you care about single vaccines, or can we do combinations, and the frequency and all of that? So we want answers to all of those questions, Dr. Al. So collect your thoughts. We'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Barb, you stay on hold. We'll put Dr. Al on hold, and we'll get both of you back straight ahead. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Wow, sounds like we're in the jungle. Woohoo! Well, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat like oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Designing Health created the missing link. Now, they start with human-grade, all-whole natural raw food sources. They've figured out a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. Comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once it's opened. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the missing link, a little cool water to mix it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes and the raw ingredients, the fiber. The missing link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats. There is a missing link formula for dogs, one for cats. There's a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other house critters as well, like rabbits and guinea pigs and hamsters. There is a bird formula and a horse formula and missing link plus with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support in a dog and horse formula. So ask for the missing link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to Designing Health. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387. That's 1-800-774-7387. Or visit them online, www.designinghealth.com.
Thanks to its listeners, Alternative Talk 1150 has become the most refreshing talk radio in our area. Now we want to hear more from you. Log on to 1150kknw.com and take a brief survey. Besides helping improve your favorite station, you'll have a chance to win an overnight trip to Victoria, B.C., courtesy of the Victoria Clipper. Log on now to 1150kknw.com to be heard and to have a chance at winning. Contest details posted online.
Is your website representing your business the way you want it to? Is it using the best the internet has to offer? If your answer is no to either of these questions, then pay close attention. Academy of Spirit is offering a special sale on their website review package. They will help your business grow by bringing out the true spirit of your business through your website. Get video working for you right away. This $150 video special includes their staff reviewing your site and suggesting where and how video and other website upgrades may increase your search engine exposure. Then they will record and edit up to 3 short videos for your website. Bring the spirit of your business to life through your website and do it today. Only a limited number of opportunities are available. Academy of Spirit, your multimedia services resource. Go to academyofspirit.com/special or call today 425-398-8011. That's 425-398-8011.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
More choices, more topics, more shows. One station. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all. Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program. We're talking about that. Dr. Al's on the line. Barb from California is also on the line, and we're getting ready to talk about her new puppy that's coming this summer and vaccines. So, Dr. Al.
Yes.
I know that, well, your perspective and the light that you've been able to shed on vaccines and some of the issues has definitely changed my perspective, because we'd gotten to a point of thinking that, you know, vaccines were wrong, bad, and causing a lot of trouble, but you've been able to explain that often the allergic reactions and the problems we see associated with vaccines relate to this endocrine immune imbalance, the Pluckner syndrome that you're talking about. Because if animals have this imbalance, their immune system can't respond properly to vaccines. Is that correct?
Exactly. And that's kind of, if on my web, if you look under articles, I've got a long article on vaccinations.
Oh, okay. So if you want more details than we're able to give you on the air, folks, go to Dr. Al's website, drpluckner.com. Click on articles and then look for the article on vaccines. Is that what
correct.
You do, Al? Okay.
Correct.
All right. So talk to us.
Well, I think what we're looking at, and I think Barb knows this, you know this also, yeah, if there's an imbalance, a vaccine's going to cause, I think, an animal, a child, some major problems. If they're normal, I think vaccines have been misused.
Uh-huh.
And I think that realistically, to take a 5-pound or 4-pound cocker and give a full vaccine that the manufacturers would like you to give, a good chance you could kill the animal.
Well,
in other words, I think you've got to modify. I think, like...
Okay, well,
to clarify,
when you go in to get a vaccination, the vaccines come in little vials, and
right.
that you pull into the syringe, and unless things have changed since I've been was involved in veterinary medicine, it's about a 1 cc amount.
Correct.
1 milliliter, and then that amount, it's the same amount is given to a Chihuahua, or is recommended to be given to a Chihuahua that's given to a Great Dane.
Exactly.
Right, but you're saying, I'd wondered that for 20 years and never got a good answer from anybody, but you don't do that, right? You adjust
the volume of
vaccine according to the size of the patient you're
sure.
vaccinating.
Well, like with Barb's cocker coming in, a tenth to 2/10 of a cc would be more than enough.
Oh, really?
The proof of the pudding, though, is what my profession will say to you, well, you don't get protective antibodies. Well, Barb knows as well as I do, as you do. If you go ahead and I do vaccinate puppies and kittens, so on and so forth, with a reduced amount. And if there's any question, you check the titer. If they're protective antibodies, you know it's worked beautifully for that animal. Now, if you go ahead with a vaccine and it turns out that you have very little antibody, normally what it means is the patient has this syndrome, of which can be corrected, revaccinate, and everything's fine. But, yes, you reduce the amount, my opinion only, and I'll probably hear about this. I've always reduced the amount.
You have always done that. Okay.
Yeah, and in the practice that I've been at, I've also tried to show the staff to do the same thing, because when I was there, I was seeing a tremendous amount of vaccine reactions. And I'm going, you don't do that to a small dog or a small cat. You cannot do that. Do not do that. And the point of it is, as Barb knows too, and you do too, Martha, is that I do believe that we need to vaccinate. I really, really do, because
right.
I don't think we have protective antibodies. Now, once we vaccinate, as a puppy, you can check the titers, make sure everything's okay. If you don't want to, in a year when we're due again, check the titers. If you got protective antibodies, don't vaccinate.
Okay.
The recent findings are that with dogs, often the puppy vaccines will give protective immunity for 3 to 12 years. And some of the clinics now are finding with the cats, they'll do it every 3 years, which is all good and fine. But the point of it is you cannot assume your pet is protected unless you check your titers.
And the titers would be running a blood test that tells, and that the blood test, the titer, so to speak, is telling you whether there are antibodies in the animal's
protective
blood.
Protective or not. Yeah,
protective,
you can't say, well,
not.
I'm not going to give a vaccine. No problem. Then all of a sudden, your cat comes up with something that was, you know, should have been not communicable due to the vaccines, your dogs, too.
Okay.
And so you're seeing a bunch of different types of apathy going on, which is really great. But trust me, you need to make sure your pet is protected. Otherwise, your pet could break with something.
Okay. Now, do you give, for puppies, do you give the standard combination vaccine, like the DHLPP or whatever they're called these days, just a smaller amount?
I have done that,
uh-huh.
And I realize it would probably be better for the patient, for the immune system, to break these things up. But we're kind of at the
you mean vaccinate for one disease at a time?
Well, yeah, and for I see these small dogs coming in. They want DHLPP, they want Bordetella, they want rabies at the same time. They're going. You're really, really looking for trouble. And even if you have reduced the amount to a tenth or two tenths, when you summate the thing, all of a sudden you've got 3 to 6 tenths of a vaccine of foreign material, different vaccines going into that patient, and the immune system's got to handle it. So I think that's a no-no. I don't buy that. I really, really don't. But one of the hang-ups you're going to get into is that many people can't afford the titer is going to be more expensive. I think the vets are charging $60 to $80. I may be wrong on this. And many times with the vaccine clinics, you can come in for $15 or $20 and get the vaccines. And a lot of people are doing that. But that is their choice.
Right.
But in any event, if that is their choice, whoever is administrating the vaccine, they need to cut it way, way down.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, how that request would be accepted by the veterinarian. If Barb goes into a vet and says, I want you to give only 2/10 of the amount of vaccine, I think vets would probably bristle at that.
Sure they would.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, okay, so Barb, are you still with us?
I certainly am.
All right, so let's...
I hope this makes sense, Barb.
Yeah,
no,
so,
it all makes sense.
All right, but let's say in Barb's particular case, her puppy's going to come home about 12 weeks of age. This puppy will have already had one, probably full dose, DHLPP. Do you know at what age that's going to be given, Barb?
I don't for sure, no.
Okay, so we'd know that. Well, let's say maybe it's given at 10 weeks or something, or, you know, eight or 10 weeks.
As long as you give it after 8 weeks, because they say the maternal antibody is still present up to 8 weeks, and then it's gone. So if the vaccine is given before then, often the vaccine will get killed, if you will.
Well, now, it used to be when, you know, 20 years ago, they were saying that the maternal antibodies could last up to 12 weeks. Has that philosophy changed?
Yeah, now they think it's 8 weeks.
They don't think it's 8 weeks. So it'll be sometime after 8 weeks. So when she gets this puppy at 12 weeks,
right.
Let's say that money's not an issue, would you vaccinate the puppy again at that stage?
Well,
or would you test a titer at that age?
Well, listening to Barb and everything with, you know, the full dose, so on and so forth,
mm-hmm.
If we've got a mature immune system, you know, hormones are fine. Well, yeah, what Barb could do is basically, I think she will, is go ahead and do a titer. Let's see if we're protected.
Okay.
If the titer isn't where it should be, then you'd probably look at giving one more, you know, reduced amount to the puppy, then recheck the titer.
Okay. In favor of splitting up vaccines, not vaccinating for all the diseases at once.
The only reason for vaccinating all at once is a convenience for the owner. It's definitely not a convenience and could be a health hazard for the patient.
Okay. Now, Barb, does that answer your question, or do we...
Yes, it does.
So you're good.
I appreciate both of your time, and you guys have a great day.
All right, Barb, you know how to get a hold of us.
Enjoy your new puppy.
Yeah, yeah,
thank
we want to hear all about it. And, you know, Dr. Al's here the first Sunday of every month, so you can check in. I know you're usually baking cookies Sunday morning, and you listen to the archives, but, you know, you can call in on Vet Sundays anytime for an update and let us know what's going on with your pup and these vaccines.
I appreciate it. Thank you very
all
much.
Alrighty, thank you, Barb, and thank you for your wonderful liver cookies, Wagon Tails liver cookies. That's Barb. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, we've got, oh, my goodness, we've got lots of Carls here. Let's go ahead and take care of our advertisers and sponsors. We stay on schedule. Hold on to your phone lines. We will get right to you immediately as soon as Animal World continues. We got a dog with licking paws in South Carolina we got to talk to. And then we're going to Arlington. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. You can learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. Teaching pet owners and homeowners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, including Reiki 1 for animals with Polly Klein on June 6th, Animal Aromatherapy June 13th and 14th with Joan Sarita, and Fundamentals of Animal Massage with Lola Michelin June 13th. For more information, go to NWSAM.com. Or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
The live call-in show of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis has moved to Wednesdays at 1 p.m. So you can now get your free on-air readings with Metaphysical Mother and Divine Channel Robin Alexis at 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. Robin helps countless people from around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. So call her for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Sundays at noon and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
1150 KKNW.com. Your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pleckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, and the Human Compendium of Articles that goes with it. If you want copies of Dr. Al's book or want to read any of his articles in more detail about the subjects we talk about, go to his website, www.drpleckner.com. PLECHNER.com. Dr. Al, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Martha.
All right, we're going where we are national today. We started in California, now we're going to South Carolina. Jerry, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Al.
Hi, Martha.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
My question is about my little Boston flower. She constantly licks her front paws, and she also constantly scratches her stomach. My vet told me that, it was probably OCD. She was a rescue. The first 4.5 years of her little life, she was caged 23 and a half hours a day. I let her out to go potty and put her back in the crate. She was bought as a sorry, we're getting divorced present for a little girl who really didn't want a dog. And they turned her over to rescue, and she, other than the paw issue and the stomach issue, she's very healthy. And my vet keeps telling me it's OCD, and I really think it's got something to do with some kind of an allergy. And I'm really just not sure where to go from here with her. I've tried lidocaine sprays on her stomach. I've tried changing her food to a no-grain food. Nothing's working. She's still chewing at her feet.
So, okay, so... I'm fascinated and interested to hear what you have to say, Dr. Al, because the vet's saying, oh, OCD, meaning obsessive compulsive disorder in a dog.
Oh, okay. OCD used to mean osteochondritis.
Right, yes. Right. I wanted to clarify, Jerry. That's what the vet is referring to, right? Because
right.
OCD can be osteochondritis desiccans, which is an elbow dysplasia.
Yeah,
she's referring to obsessive compulsive disorder.
Right, which I hear a lot. As an animal behavior therapist, I'll tell both of you, I get referred cases that vets are telling them the same thing about the dog. Licking the paws or constant itching or scratching is an OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. I have never, and I will say that as an animal behavior therapist, I have never found that to be true. I have found that to be directly correlated with food allergies. And, of course, the Pleckner syndrome. Now, I don't know. What do you think, Dr. Al?
You know, I agree 100%. The Pleckner syndrome is in place. There's a problem there. And we do have a food sensitivity. And the reason that the sensitivity shows up in the feet and the tummy is that, and often the ears and face sometimes, that's where your mast cells that contain histamine are in the greatest concentration.
Okay.
So there's a reason for it. Oh, yeah. And if it's, say, around one eye or one ear more than the other, it's because there are more mast cells and more histamine release and more inflammation.
So mast cell, is that like a white blood cell?
It's a different cell that contains histamine.
What
they say, when it degranulates, when it breaks down and releases histamine, you get inflammation of the arteries, you get inflammation of the tissue, they itch and scratch and bite and chew.
Okay, so there are more mast cells in the feet, on the stomach, around
the
ears. Ears and face. Okay, so there's a logical, physiological reason.
Absolutely.
For the itching and the scratching that has nothing to do with their emotional well-being.
No.
Aggravated by that, but that's not the underlying cause.
But further, if they're stressed out, it'll further burn up their cortisone and make the issue worse.
Okay, how does Jerry deal with that? How does she help her little Boston flower?
What you should really do is if you can look to the website and look at the laboratory, talk to your vet, which I'll be happy to work with if they're interested, but you need to do, the my syndrome. You need to find out.
Test the dog.
I'll make recommendations right now on foods to try to lessen the problem. But the hang up is with the imbalance, you can try a new food and go, hey, it's working great. And then soon, because of the imbalance, the immune cells will make antibodies to that. Then you move on. I mean, the least allergenic diet right now is a combination of one part cottage cheese to four parts boiled white potatoes. And I don't know if you've ever tried that or not, but this could, in fact, help. But you got to do, there is an imbalance, I guarantee it. Once you correct the imbalance and you're using proper foods, this will go away. It really, really will. So, we have an allergy secondary to the syndrome.
Okay, so if I understand, now, Jerry, are you still there?
I'm here.
Yeah, okay. Dr. Al, what you're saying is that most likely the trigger is a food allergy. And the hypoallergenic or test diet that you use and talk about in your book is what you would do, Jerry, is stop feeding everything else to your dog, and you would feed only cottage cheese and boiled white potatoes. And what's the percentage, Dr. Al?
Usually if you do, say, a pint or, depending on your refrigerator, I think, if you did a pint of, say, cottage cheese, you do 4 pints of boiled white potatoes.
Okay, so
other
4 to 1.
Four to one ratio.
1 part cottage cheese, 4 parts white boiled white potatoes.
And then you can
mix
do an
that
add
up.
Back if you wanted to.
Right, but so but you put it, how long she puts them on only the cottage cheese and boiled white potatoes, how long does she keep the dog restricted on that diet?
Well, you do it for 7 days, and then again, if you look under articles for elimination diet, then what you do is if you would want to try...
Wait a minute. I want to slow you down here. She's going to do the boiled white potatoes and cottage cheese only, and that means no other treats,
see
no other
works.
Nothing,
correct.
For at least 7 days, and what Jerry want to see is, does the licking of the feet and the scratching of the tummy stop? If it does... then you know that food is a trigger. Now what you were starting to say, Dr. Al, then she could start to add back in one food or one ingredient at a time to see what the dog reacts to.
But it's got to be for 7 days because you do get a delayed sensitivity in
right.
people and animals where, for example, today, Sunday, you could give a piece of chicken and not again, and next Sunday get a bad reaction. You go, and I didn't give them. Yeah, you did.
Seven days ago. But it took
yeah,
that long to react.
Yeah, because
it
gets locked up in the liver and the slow release. There's a lot of, you know, things going on here.
Okay. Now, what the other thing that Dr. Al said, Jerry, is that it's most likely that Flower has this endocrine immune imbalance. And as long as she has the imbalance, she can develop more allergies to different foods. So if you switched her on, let's say you found out that, well, she's not allergic to potatoes and the cottage cheese she does fine. We do a duck and potato and find out, well, she can do duck and potato and she's not reacting. Long-term exposure to the same ingredients is what allows the dog to develop an allergy to that ingredient. So what Dr. Al is saying is if the dog has the underlying imbalance, you feed duck and potato long enough, the dog could become allergic to the duck. Correct,
right. That's
Dr.
why you
Al?
Do a rotary. You do a rotary.
So that's
diet.
That's why you find a simple formula, which means, you know, one or two protein sources and one, you know, grain or carb source, and then you rotate those so that the dog never gets consistent exposure to the same ingredients for long term.
And some people will say, Martha, some people will say, well, you know, we've given cottage cheese, and my dog reacts to it or reacts to white potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
They've been exposed to it. So,
for too long.
We have to make sure that in this situation that, you know, Flower has not been exposed to this stuff.
So if she's been eating cottage cheese or white potatoes for a long time already, that might not be a hypoallergenic diet for her. Now, the other thing you're saying, though, is that you could try this elimination diet to see if that makes a difference for her. But at the same time, the recommendation is that you have her blood tested for this EI1 panel to see if she has the imbalance. Because if she has the imbalance, then you want to get that regulated along with the food, and that's what's going to give you the long-term fix.
She will have the imbalance because food sensitivities do not occur
unless you have
when
the
there
imbalance.
Is not a problem. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
These are all medical effects again.
Yeah, yeah. And because, you know, we talked about it earlier in the show, because of the way this endocrine immune imbalance happens, when the thyroid hormones are affected, that does affect behavior, Jerry. So when... I guess I'd say when vets or behaviors say OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder with the dog, that certainly can be a component of what's going on because of the thyroid isn't functioning well.
The thyroid and the estrogen.
So it can cause this, but it's not the underlying, it's not the cause.
It's a side effect,
so to speak.
Right.
The underlying problem is the endocrine immune imbalance and then the food allergy in combination. Once you regulate the endocrine immune imbalance and the thyroid is operating properly, then you're not going to get the emotional and psychological problems.
Correct.
So does that make sense to you, Jerry?
It does.
Okay. Jerry, the thing is, our labs that are available now are just—they seem not to have the ability to run these tests, and they don't do total estrogen, so on and so forth. And we're looking for laboratories all over the country, if you will, human and veterinary laboratories, to do my studies. But a lot of them are not qualified to even do these testings, and so it's pretty tough.
Yeah, so there's only one lab, which is the National Veterinary Diagnostic Services in California. That information is on Dr. Al's website. And, Jerry, any vet can draw the blood, and all they have to do is know how to handle it so it's handled properly, and then ship it overnight to this lab and get the test run.
And then I can work with your veterinarian, you and your veterinarian, if your vet's interested. But we can get, I guarantee you, we can get some great results for Flower.
Yeah. And
well, I do appreciate that. She's been abused so much. I mean, I'll do anything I can for her.
Great. So the first thing you can start with is the elimination diet to see if that makes a difference. At the same time, you can work on finding a vet that will do this blood test. And then if you need help, because you started here on the radio, we can work with you off the air as well. And you know about the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, Jerry?
Oh, Sandy and I have been friends for a long time, and I met you when I was in Seattle, so
okay. You were here. That's right.
I'm that Jerry.
You're that Jerry. Oh, okay. I met Jerry, was hanging out here, was in town visiting Sandy, Dr. Al, so she was
in
the studio.
Well, next time you come to visit Sandy, go up on her roof and sweep her leaves off, please.
No, I don't think so. Jerry shouldn't be on a roof either.
Yeah.
Sandy's not laughing. Okay, well,
I told her to get a parachute. She didn't think that was funny either.
Oh, you're talking. Okay, well, now, Jerry, if you need help off the air, Sandy can tell you how to get in touch with me, and you can email me, and then I can email Dr. Al, and so we can powwow with you off the air if your vet needs help in doing this testing.
I appreciate it.
And Sandy can coach you as well, but you let us know if you need extra help, okay?
I certainly will. I do appreciate
it. Stay off
it.
The roof.
Okay. All right. And anything else we need to do for you, Jerry, or are we okay?
Nope. All of the other girls are fine. Flower seems to be the only one that's eating her feet.
All right. Okay. Well, now you know why. And everybody else that's listening, if your vet tells you your dog has obsessive compulsive disorder, that may in part be true, but I'll tell you, as an animal behavior therapist, I have never found that to be the only issue. It's secondary to
the effect.
Yeah, it is an effect of the endocrine immune imbalance and the food allergies. So just keep that in mind. Tell everybody that you know. All right, Jerry, thanks for calling Animal World. And let's see, Dr. Al, we're going to put you back on hold because we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. Then we are going to do current events, and then it'll be time for our brand new Pet of the Week from King County Animal Care and Control. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Canada Pet Foods is committed to providing you and your pets the highest quality, all-natural, human-grade holistic products using the finest natural ingredients available, including vitamins and chelated minerals. Canada products are made the Canada way with superior quality in every bag and can. 100% satisfaction guaranteed and 100% nutritionally guaranteed. Check out the new All Life Stages grain-free formula, 80% meat protein, 20% vegetables and fruit, and zero grains. Discover why dogs love Canada. Go to Canada.com for more information.
Ken and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KTNW.
Today's pampered pets deserve a big apology. Pets are fed the same processed foods meal after meal, which they would never eat in the wild. Research continues to prove that the more we consume processed foods, the more health suffers. Over 25 years of Dr. Wysong's research has proven that pets suffer from the same degenerative diseases plaguing their human friends. Pets don't have a choice about what's put in their bowl, and their human caretakers have been led to believe that they're doing the right thing by feeding this way. Learn more about it at www.wysong.net. Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
Wagon Tails Liver Cookies, healthy, handmade treats for your dog that offer a heart full of love in every bite. Wagon Tails Liver Cookies are made with only the highest quality human certified ingredients that come from a local meat market and restaurant supply companies. They never use byproducts, wheat, corn, soy, or products with hormones or antibiotics. And dogs absolutely love them. Go to WagonTailsCookies.com to order this fabulous treat and read the heartwarming story about Willow, the inspiration for Wagon Tails Cookies.
For the people, by the people. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We will get back to Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner shortly, but right now, it's time for current events. Oh, really, Gear?
Yeah.
That's going to put me to sleep.
I decided to slow it down this week.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, that's...
What do you think?
I know.
This shouldn't be the new...
No, this should not be the new current events music. I really prefer the Jingle Cats. And
that is the Jingle Cats.
Well, yeah, I know, but it's a different song.
Oh, so you want this version?
Yeah, here we go. Okay. That's entertainment. Don't you just love live radio, folks? And we are so good at it, aren't we, Gary?
Yes, we are.
We are the best at live radio. We mess up all the time. Oh, boy, isn't it fun. Aren't you glad you spend your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World? Okay, on the current events calendar, what do we got? Oh, Animal Adventure Day Camp for Kids at the Humane Society for campers ages 8 to 11, one-week sessions in July. It goes from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday. It's $170. You better make your reservations now. Call the Humane Society, 425-373-5385 or www.seattlehumane.org. What else is on the docket? Mark your calendar for Meow's fourth annual wine tasting and auction fundraiser on Saturday, July 7th from 7 to 10 p.m. at North Bellevue Community Center. And remember, today is the day of Seattle Animal Shelter's Furry 5K Fun Run and Walk at Seward Park. It is their annual fundraiser for the Help the Animals Fund, and they've got all the great vendors, free massages, all kinds of cool stuff going on at Seward Park today. Let's see. Camp Corey is looking for therapy animals to visit the camp and lift the spirit of the ailing children. So if you are interested, contact Diane Rich at 425-576-1146 or ask Diane at AOL.com. June 13th, that would be next weekend, the annual Colors of Compassion art show for cats at the Gala. The Gala art show opens June 13th, and you can spend the evening enjoying art, music, snacks, and art demos, all supported by cat enthusiasts. The show runs through July 9th at Blowing Sands Gallery, and proceeds benefit the Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project. The Tacoma Humane Society Shelter's Emergency Pet Food Bank is running very low on food. They need both canned and dry, as well as cat litter. So bring the food or the litter to the Tacoma Shelter at 2608 Center Street. Let's see. Oh, here's the new stuff on the list. Volunteers needed for an old-fashioned barn raising. Help build a barn for abused and neglected horses. The work parties are happening June 13th and 14th and June 27th and 28th in the Woodinville area. This barn is going up for Hope for Horses, so you can get more information at www.hopeforhorses.net or call 360-453-4444. 4040. Now, the third annual Designer Mutt Match Adoption Event is on June 28th from 12 to 3 p.m. at the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. This is put on by Positive Alliance. There's more information at their website, www.positivealliance.org. And then there will be a pre-adoption event at Canine Behavior Center the day before on June 27th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. if you need some help in how to raise, you know, pick a new animal friend and raise them and all of that good stuff. And there are links to the website and all that good stuff on the Animal World current events page. So if you missed any of those details, go to www.marthanorwalk.com, click on current events, and all of this information will come up for you there. Now, next week, finally, we're doing our annual Memorial Day special show. Kim Miller, Medium and Animal Intuitive, will be in the studio. We will honor our beloved animal friends on the other side and the grief process that those of us left behind must go through. And Kim will be here to help us communicate with our animal or human loved ones on the other side. So plan to be here next week and call in. And that leaves us with Gary, our new pet of the week.
Do you see that doggy in the shelter?
Meow.
The one with the take me home eyes.
Meow.
If you give him love and attention,
meow,
he will be your best friend for life.
The interim manager of King County Animal Care and Control, Nancy McKinney. Good morning, Nance.
Good morning.
We are to the point in the show now. New pet of the week, but before we get to the new one, we all ought to know what it is by now because you heard my sound effects. Let's find out our last week's pet of the week, Shrek, the great Labrador mix. Did Shrek find a home?
No, available at Kent. So he is still a big dog, lots of love to give, a great diamond in the rough. So I think if anybody's interested in a big lab, think about Shrek.
But, you know, he looks like he's tall, but he really looks like he's on the skinny side.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he's not a big, lean, husky right. guy. He's a tall, right. skinny guy.
Right, exactly.
Okay, and then, let's see, I think Fox got a home. Didn't Fox get a home, the kitty?
No, Fox had a potential home, but it didn't work out. So Fox is still hanging out at Kent in the cat adoption building.
All right, well, we got to find these critters home. So now we have a new kitty today.
We do. Her name is Little One.
Little One?
Little One. And she's at our satellite shelter in Bellevue, which is up in the Crossroads shop, near the Crossroads shopping mall, Crossroads community.
This is our first pet of the week that's been at the satellite center.
Right. Okay. And the first that, if you go to the link off your page to her page, there's a little video clip that shows her in someone's lap, scratching the scratching post, and doing all those nice cat behaviors. She is 7 years young, stayed current owner shot, given up to King County Animal Control by her owner. Owner could not keep. And she's been with us for a couple months. And I think it's just that she's a little shy at first, takes a little while to warm up to people, but she is a very affectionate cat once she gets to know you. And as we said, current owner shot, spayed, and 7 years young.
And then she's very cute looking. She looks like she has kind of a medium plush coat,
mm-hmm.
and mostly white,
mm-hmm.
with a tabby head, and it looks like big dark or tabby spots on her side.
Yeah,
it looks like a dark tail,
mm-hmm.
and a little smudge on her nose. She looks just very, very cute.
Great markings, and if I didn't say before, she uses her litter box really well, so you know the new owners don't need to worry about that. And you know, we just have so many great cats. If Little One isn't the one, think about Fox from the previous week. And these are just great felines who we just, you know, we're getting more and more every day. So we would like people to think about becoming cat owners.
Absolutely. Now, we say she is at the Eastside Adoption Center, and that's 821 164th Avenue Northeast in Bellevue. Now, we've always, when they're at the Kent Shelter, we've said you can go down because they're open on Sundays, but what hour is the Eastside Adoption Center open?
We're open Tuesday through Saturday there, 12 to 6.
Oh, okay.
So if you're interested in getting to know a one, you can call Crossroads directly or call our pet's number. We'll be able to hook you up and get that information to you. But to actually see her, the Crossroads shelter is closed on Sundays and Mondays.
Okay, so you can't actually see her until Tuesday, but you could call them. Is this the number I have is 206-296-3940.
Correct. Okay. Yes, that gets you straight to Crossroads.
Okay, so the Crossroads, the Eastside Pet Adoption Center for King County Animal Care and Control. The phone number is 206-296-3940. Please think about Lil One. She's absolutely adorable. And if you know somebody looking for a great dog, well, Shrek still needs a home, and he's down at the Kent Shelter. You could go and see him today.
Correct.
And he's mostly black. He's got a white foot and a few other white markings, but he looks like a delightfully fun guy.
Fun and intelligent.
All right, Nancy, thanks for spending time with us again. And we'll hope that you have some good news for us next week, that some of these animals have been adopted. And, of course, we'll have a new one to add to the list. And, of course, if you're interested...